We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come. We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come. We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
Show us your face.
We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come.
Show us your face.
We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come. We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O Lord, just as we are, we come.
Open our hearts.
We have come to be sought by you, seek you, O God, just as we are, we come. We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come.
We are desired.
We have come to be sought by you,
King,
just as we are, we come.
We are desired.
We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come. We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God, just as we are, we come. We have come to be sought by you, just as we are, we come. We have come to seek you, O God.
Good morning and welcome to morning prayer, morning worship. I suppose we're sort of getting into the swing of worshipping happening like this. I hope so, because we haven't got any other options. You might notice the photograph that I sent out with the words of the hymns. That was the last service I took properly, so to speak, although even though that had some limitations. And it all seems in another world, but it was only in March. We have a sense of gathering, I hope, with these recordings and being together somehow. The early disciples had difficulties in meeting together. They were often compromised because of the concerns they had about the authorities around them. Our concerns are different, but the estrangement is the same. But one thing we can be assured of, because of Jesus' resurrection, is that God is there for each one of us, close to each one of us. And we have these lovely words in the first verse of today's psalm, Psalm 116, that tells us of that intimate connection we can have with God. It's a personification, of course. It's the easiest way for us to think about God, perhaps. But in that personification, we can sense the intimacy and the warmth of a God who loves each one of us. I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. Because he inclined his ear to me on the day I called to him. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory for ever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let's come before God now in a time of confession. Just use some familiar words. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be. that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 116, verses 1 to 7, with the refrain, Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. Because he inclined his ear to me on the day I called to him. The snares of death encompassed me, the pains of hell took hold of me. By grief and sorrow was I held. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beg you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord watches over the simple. I was brought very low, and he saved me. Turn again to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been gracious to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may we call upon your name, raise the cup of salvation, and so proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come in glory. Amen. The first reading this morning is from the book of Acts in chapter 2, verses 14a and then 36 to 41. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. The second reading this morning is from the first letter of Peter in chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. If you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, Conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. Holy Gospel is written in Luke chapter 24, beginning at the 13th verse. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Clopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fear and confusion scattered the disciples at Jesus' arrest. Fear and confusion scattered them at his crucifixion. But it was fear and confusion that also brought them back together again. Probably in silent bewilderment, possibly with outbursts of blame, but still together. Scattered, of course, still in thought, yes, by fear and confusion. And some of them are still scattered physically, this pair in the Gospel reading this morning, Cleopas and, well, I wonder who it was. There isn't a name for the other person. We might think of it as me or you. They're heading out from the epicentre, where everything is happening, scattered like shrapnel. Despite this story coming immediately after Peter's scrambling race to the tomb and his going home wondering, is that me and you again? We tend to look at this story in isolation. It's a favourite of the contemporary church, even we might say the defining story. Journey has become the primary metaphor for our highly individualised faith, and even, although somewhat painfully, extrapolated to the wider but denominationally segregated universal church, and that still rather sounds too organised and intentional. Oh, that we might be one. So, like me, you perhaps imagine a sunny day, a leisurely walk, an intriguing conversation, and not an opportunistic escape in a gathering storm precipitated by crucifixion fallout, and not some fearful exchanges with a stranger about matters foundational to one's existence, but rather a pleasant chat about scripture and theology as they meander along. After all, the risen Jesus is there in the story. It's all right now. What a relief. We don't have to think about Jesus dying anymore. Not in any depth, anyway. Our God is alive, just as we want to be. And they all lived happily ever after. Is the power of the story lost on us? The story is unique to the Gospel Luke, but blends to fit in with the other accounts when the two travellers return to be with their brothers and sisters, their family, to impart their excitement. Whether the writer's intention was to include us on the road and at the table or not, We are easily made to feel at home and part of the action. We're drawn in to explore scripture and the sharing of bread and wine, to have our eyes lifted from the earth to the heavens, from doubt to faith, from fear to trust, from confusion to purpose. The excitement of revelation, their eyes were opened and they recognised him. This propels the reluctant heroes from a kickback evening, lazing after a pleasant supper, to an energised, purposeful return, back to the way, back to the others. We can imagine the running in, the gasping, the breathlessness, the eagerness to share the encounter, but then having to hear first, as they find their voices, the bubbling excitement of those who have also had their fear excised and their confusion transformed, as they share about Peter's visit to the tomb. When we hear the title that's being given the story, The Road to Emmaus, we perhaps think, oh yes, how lovely, a story of pilgrimage and endeavour. Actually, it's about a straying from the way, a hopeless, negative giving up and wandering off, away from where Christ wanted them, wants us to be. Yet he comes to find them, walks their futile path with them, and awaits their invitation to stay, to tarry a while, to abide. And then, in the everyday act of sharing a meal, discloses his identity and, by so doing, affirms their own original purpose commitment. The result is joy and rededication to the selfless pursuit of whatever is next. As we step into the unknown, Christ is already there. Whether we stay or leave, he cares for us. He knows our weaknesses, but still he calls us to be pilgrims, intrepid pilgrims, on his way. Let us pray. Living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. The Gospel Canticle, with the refrain, "The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia." Jesus Christ was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia.
We believe and trust in God the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. We believe and trust in God the Father Almighty. Jesus Christ, his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in
Let us pray. On this day that the Lord has made, let us pray for the people he has redeemed. That those born to new life in the waters of baptism may know the power of Christ's resurrection. That those who suffer pain and anguish may find healing and peace in the wounds of Christ. That in the undying love of Christ, we may have union with him who have died in the faith of Christ. That in the undying love of Christ, we may have union with all who have died in the faith of Christ. Let us pray for all those who are on our hearts and our minds. Those in pain. Those fighting for life. Those alongside them. those who are bereaved. Let us pray for those who are fearful and those who are confused. And let us commend the world in which Christ rose from the dead, the mercy and protection of his love this day. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that, as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord of life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. So, rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.